Well, good afternoon. It's Friday, October 21st on the second edition of Discovering Victory Podcast. Awesome. What we want to do is feature on Fridays clips from messages that are shared from the pulpit here in America's Keswick. We're blessed to bring in some of America's greatest Bible teachers to share God's Word. Week one, we had Pastor Sam Sutter here along with Pastor Robert Rodriguez. Yep. They did a study on the book of Ephesians. And so today, Pastor Sam from Goshen Reformed Church in Goshen, New York, is going to be sharing the first part of his message, and then we'll feature the next one the following week. Sam grew up here in America's Keswick, served on summer staff, and his dad is a board member, Dr. David Sutter. So let's be blessed as Pastor Sam unpacks for us this study from the book of Ephesians.
Well, good morning again, everybody. My name's Sam. I'm here with my wife, Ashley, and four kids from Goshen, New York. And let me just start off by saying how thrilled that I am to be here, and maybe more than anything else, just profoundly honored to have the privilege of opening up God's Word on what is for many of us this sacred ground. Let me just talk about that for here's my take on Keswick. You got to go back to the 90s, the 1890s, before cell phones, before Amazon, before there were a lot of cars around. Back then, cities were busy. Cities were where you had to go if you wanted to find shopping, substances, entertainment, noise. Cities were the only place on planet Earth where there was constant noise, interruption, and distraction, where you could get into routines and habits and friends who were hard to break off with. This was before the noise of TV. The light bulb had just been invented. Really hard to focus in a city with constant noise and activity. In a city like Germantown in Philadelphia, where the founder of Keswick founded the Whosoever Will Rescue Mission, found cities to be a challenge. So it was the 1890s, when William Rawls, an immigrant 125 years ago, William Rawls discovered that in the city, where it's busy, even for people who wanted to listen to God's Word, busyness could be louder than the still, small voice of God. So former addict, literally a starving artist, with $1.87 in his pocket, asked a really amazing question. What if we could somehow turn down the noise, go someplace quiet for some time? What might God do in the lives and hearts of people if they could slow down and listen to God's Word? And you're walking on the grounds of that experiment. What might God possibly do if people like you, like me, could turn down the noise to leave the distracting lives that we usually inhabit? What if we hit pause and heard God's Word? That was a long time ago, right? But so far, the results are astounding. For well over a century, people have come here to get away from the noise, to get out of the routine, to spend time with God's Word and solitude and Christian community. And let me just tell you, the results are breathtaking. Thousands of lives have been drastically transformed. And you've already heard stories. You'll hear more. Stories about people who have been in bondage to addiction, lives transformed with no other explanation than that God speaks life change in a still, small voice. In fact, you don't have to wait for testimonies up here. Most people working here can tell you their stories. Pastor Rob and I are results of answering this question. What if we could just get away from our norms and spend time with God and His Word? Well, this week isn't about the past, it's about the present. This week, in fact, is about you answering that question in a fresh way. Because God has not stopped speaking or changing lives. That hasn't changed at all, but a couple things have changed. Let's be honest. Slowing down, listening, it's a little harder now than it was 100 years ago, right? Like, thanks, light bulb. You don't have to be in the city to find noise. Like, this place used to be called the Pine Barrens because there were pine trees and it was otherwise barren. Like, today, this is why it's so hard to do this. This is why you got to focus on it. You don't have to be in the city to find noise. You don't even have to go out anymore to find entertainment or distraction. Let's just be honest. Most of us carry around in our pockets the mall, right? This right here is more than enough to drown out the voice of God. But I'm here and you're here this week because God still speaks. And God still changes the lives of people who are willing to slow down and listen to his voice. And I'm here just completely expecting God to do that with each of us. Anyone else ready to see this happen? Anyone else want to see what happens when you really listen and slow down and meditate on the word of God? Look, your life would be so much better if God does what God does in you. So everyone ready for this? All right, so Pastor Rob launched this last night. But the ball, I'll be honest, the ball's in your court. Here's your assignment. Listen to sermons. You're here. This is great. If you stay awake, you'll succeed. But more than that, read Ephesians. Meditate on it. Honestly, if I were in charge of activities this week, there would be no activities this week because I think it's important to get off by yourself, leave your phone in the room, whatever it is, it can probably wait. I don't want you to miss out on how your life might change from hearing God this week. I mean, seriously, please, don't waste the time you have in this place. In fact, if you get caught up in God's overwhelming presence, caught up in conviction, in scripture, if you somehow get so wrapped up that you skip a meal, I've seen you, most of you are going to be okay. Being in fellowship with scripture might be a really important thing. Just whatever you do, don't skip an evening service. Pastor Rob will chase you down. Seriously though, my personal ambition for this week is that you get to Friday and you go home and you say, this week I learned just what God can do in my life, in my soul, in my heart, because I stopped, I paused, and I listened. I'm going back to whatever noise I came from. I got my normal life, my normal routine, my normal stress and anxiety and all whatever you guys walk back into. I want you to say, that may be the same, but I'm a different person for spending time with God's word. I'm rested. I've heard the word of God. Does that sound good to you guys? All right, good. I see a lot of people agreeing with this. I spent some time brainstorming. I went to the drawing board figuring out how we could all do this. And I'm going to be honest, it's going to take more than good sermons. In fact, my first thought, I'm not even kidding, I thought about this. I am convinced it is so important for you to spend time just you and God's word. I literally thought about just getting a timer on the screen and saying, hey, for the next 40 minutes, open your Bible. I'll print a copy of it if you need to. Just read it, meditate on it. We're going to be really quiet. And when the timer's up, we'll play music or something, and you've just spent 40 minutes alone with God's word. And I still think that's a good idea, but I'd like to get invited back and not replaced with a clock. So I crossed that idea. But for this to work, this is what you got to do. Can you guys all read Ephesians this week? You could do it. 6 chapters. You could read it in one sitting. A lot of you have read it already, but there's still more. If you got to listen to it on your phone, you could do that. I don't want you to waste the time. Are you guys all ready to... Are you willing to read scripture this week? Put your hands up in the air. All right, look around, see who's got, keep them up. We can do this. This will change your, okay, so turn your neighbor and say, I'm gonna check up on you and see if you actually read this. All right. Good, here's the deal. if you read God's word, pray for the Spirit, I'm so convinced that you're going to join the thousands of people who can say, America's Keswick. It's where God spoke to my heart and changed my life. That'll be you. Now, let me add a couple more things I threw on my drawing board here before we jump into scripture. A couple other things. I'm around if you want to talk about this stuff. I'm really thrilled to talk about the gospel, Ephesians. I'm pretty easy to find. You have my email address in your book, or I've got really noisy kids, so follow the sound of a riot, and I'm probably there. I'm a dad first, so you'll find me with a kid somewhere. There's a bunch of other people who are pastors and things. Talk about this. I do tend, I'll just put up front, I do tend to write fairly accessible messages, and I'm going to skip over topics I'd really love to talk about because, you know, we got to get out of here by lunch. But if you got things you want to talk about, I really love doing that. Second, I am so all in on this idea that what's going to happen this week is you guys are going to hear from God that I'm going to try something a little different. You're going to hear me talk a lot, but I want to talk to you too. I want to hear what God's voice says to you. So I've got about 45 minutes, but I'm fairly concise. Normally I'm about 30 minutes or so. And what I want to do with a little bit of extra time, I want to do something a little risky, but really valuable. If you're reading Ephesians, you're going to learn things, you're going to hear God's voice, and you're going to have questions. And we're not a huge group, so tomorrow morning before the message, instead of me telling you what I think about Keswick again, I want you to give this group a couple things you may have learned over reading Ephesians. So I want to hear you say things like, I was reading Ephesians and I learned this, or I got a question about this thing, or you know, I think Pastor Rob got this part wrong. Just don't say that. I'm just kidding. And I don't have all the answers, but we're all better off for learning together. In fact, there are a bunch of, I'll just admit it, there are a bunch of people in this room who are more qualified than I am. A bunch of you have read this a bunch of times. Some of us might answer your own questions, and this is great. We're all going to be friends here. So tomorrow morning, I'm going to begin my time. I'm just going to get up here and go, what has God been speaking to you? What has that still small voice been saying? We're going to take a couple minutes and just learn from each other. That's not okay? You'll come loaded. I'm just so excited about what God's going to do. So let me just jump in. Let me tell you a story about Rob and I. We've talked a little bit about the trouble we got into. I'll take you back to the summer of 1998, if you can believe it. We've been here. I remember when Dr. Welty walked here, and we were like, man, I wonder how this guy's going to make it. But Rob was in the pantry, and he could find us any dessert, and I had all the keys. And we really thought we ran this whole place. We didn't. We were in high school. But one of the big problems was that the guys' summer staff dorms, it's a bunch of teen guys. It's a little like Lord of the Flies. Like, it was survival. It was not a good place. So to our chagrin, Keswick hired someone to try and keep law and order with mixed results. So I'm going to tell you a story. It's a little bit of inside humor, but this is just how I remember it. One summer, Keswick hired Mr. Scott Reckowig as the summer staff boys dorm supervisor. He was law enforcement, but he had never really been here before, and they gave him the job of keeping Rob, me, and some of the other guys under control. But he was new, and we weren't. So Rob and I showed him the very normal hospitality. We had all the keys, so we broke into his room when he wasn't there. We made his bed with really tight hospital corners. We left chocolates on his pillow. And we moved couches and, you know, the stuff of horror movies. We were really bad people. It sort of freaked him out. But over time, we learned two really big things about Scott. The first was that he was irrationally terrified of Bill Welty. Like, he'd just go around going, don't let Mr. Welty find out that you've been, like, whatever, Second thing we learned, and he just talked about this nonstop, what he really wanted out of life was a more comfortable chair in his office. He had this like desk and a metal folding chair, and it was weird, but he just constantly talked about how uncomfortable this chair was. And every time like Rob and I talked about how great we were, which was often, he'd say, if you're really that well connected, can you get me a better chair? And Rob and I thought about this, and when we found out that Mr. Welty was going on vacation the next week, we talked to Bill, and he was all in. Bill let us borrow his beautiful, tall, very plush executive chair the whole week. So we broke into Scott's locked office, the dormitory law enforcement, and we gave him Bill Welty's chair. The best week of Scott's life. And he wouldn't stop talking about the plush leather, the high back, the lumbar support, how it reclined. He just talked about that was the best chair he ever sat on. He's like, thank you, Rob. Thank you, Sam. He was just having a great week because Scott was believing two big lies. The first lie was that he somehow rightfully had a beautiful leather executive chair. The second lie that he believed was that he was doing a good job at keeping law and order in the dorms, and he just had the best week ever until Mr. Welty got back from vacation. Bill, do you remember this at all? There you go. Bill gets a chair from one of the kids' ministry rooms, and he sits on this tiny chair behind his desk. With the most angry voice he could muster, he calls Scott into his office over the walkie-talkie so everybody could hear this. Scott Reckowick, this is Executive Director Bill Welty. We have a problem. Please come to my office immediately. And Scott is just quivering. He doesn't really know Bill at this point. He's sort of shaking and what happened. And he walks into Bill's office looking down at Bill Welty in this tiny, tiny chair. And somehow, I don't know how he did, with a straight face, he goes, Scott, we hired you with one job. You were supposed to control these boys, teach him ethics and character, and I go away for a week, and there's been a misdemeanor of the highest degree. Somebody has stolen my chair, and I'm furious. Whoever I find sitting in this chair is going to be punished. There'll be justice. I don't know who has this chair, but there'll be justice. We're going to make an example. And I actually was hiding in Ruthie's desk in the office listening, so I have no idea what Scott's face looked like. But things started to slowly dawn on him. And as you could guess, his perspective began to change because everything he believed about his chair was wrong. Everything he believed about his job was wrong. And at some point, I think Bill just cracked up and Scott realized he'd been pranked. And the truth is, Mr. Welty is way funnier than Scott imagined, and Rob and I are just way meaner. And thanks for putting up with that story. No one else thinks these things are funny. But really what I wanted you to do is picture the face of somebody. Imagine being in Scott's shoes when in an instant you realize that all of your assumptions are wrong, that you've been scammed, that you've been pranked, that everything you believed about what you're seeing is inaccurate. Imagine that moment when someone discovers, in a far worse example, that they've been lied to, or when things are unimaginably better than they thought. Imagine that feeling. Maybe you felt it. The book of Ephesians is about an aha moment like that. Ephesians is about questioning everything that you see, everything that you believed because of the unseen. Ephesians is about seeing the world with new eyes, seeing in a brand new, fresh way who you are, who God is, the identity that you cling to, your present, your future. Ephesians challenges the fact that your perceptions say one thing and God changes everything. I love this book. If you meditate on it and think about it and really examine what you perceive and what God says, you will, man, it will change your life. I just want to read the opening two verses, and just to give us a little bit of a perspective on this. This is the part that just in the first couple sentences, it makes you pause in shock. The first two verses, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He just goes off the bat, challenging your assumptions. You figure this out so far. This is a letter. It's from Paul. And the first line sets up his credentials. He's an apostle. In other words, he's sent by God, representing, you know, the Spirit of God to, well, God's people, followers of Jesus, representing the will of God, in this case, to all of God's people. So when you read Ephesians, you're hearing God's word sent to you by the Apostle Paul. Most of you figured this out already. This is what gets me every time. The letter is to saints? Anyone else think that's weird? Like the NIV says, holy ones. But you're reading a letter from Paul to saints. And then it adds, as a greeting, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is how Ephesians starts. It's a preview. A letter from Paul to saints with the theme of grace. You learn a lot about that. And peace, you learn a lot about that too. That's Ephesians in a nutshell. It's a big deal though. If you look at your life and you're unsatisfied, if you're unhappy about your past, God gives more grace. God gives peace. And we're going to spend, if you're okay, we're going to spend the next couple days fleshing that out.
If you'd like to watch a copy of the whole message, you can go to our YouTube channel, America's Keswick One on YouTube, and if you look for week one, you'll see a list of all the sessions from the summer season. You can watch the message all at once if you'd like. I want to encourage you to check it out. All right, we got a lot of stuff happening. What's coming up?
We do. Today kicks off, this evening kicks off Girls Weekend Away.
Okay.
So you can be praying for us. You can also watch online. Okay, so they can watch live on Facebook.
Live on Facebook, yep.
YouTube, they can watch.
Boxcast.
Oh
man, that's amazing. Sandy Epstein is going to be sharing the word of God Friday night at 7, 9:30 on Saturday morning, 7 o'clock on Saturday night, 10:30 Sunday morning. Yep. Robert and Joyce. I'm going to still do that for a long time.
Yeah.
Joyce Ciotta is going to be leading worship along with our good friends Jeff and Sue Duffield. Yeah. So I want to encourage you to check it out.
Amen.
Okay, what else is happening?
So on October 30th, we've been talking about this. This is going to be our second annual Fall Family Fun Day. Okay, 2 to 6 p.m. We have lots of activities planned. The activity center, the snack shop will be open. It is $10 per person. Four people or more is $40.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, very good deal.
Awesome.
November 3rd is our, fall hymn sing. It is our November hymn sing, Songs of Thanksgiving and Praise. So looking forward to that.
Good. Michael Faircloth will not be here, but Kathy Bauman, who is the director of the National Christian Choir, is going to be our accompanist for the day.
Awesome.
We can't wait for her to get here because there's a method to my madness, because we would love to have the National Christian Choir come and do a concert here in America's Keswick. The rest of our team will all be here. It's going to be a great day. As James said, we're going to do the Songs of Thanksgiving. So I want to encourage you to make a reservation today, 1-800-453-7942.
November 6th, we have a coffeehouse worship night in the gymnasium from 5 to 7 p.m. Doors open at 5, concert will start at 5:30, and it's a free event. Can't beat that.
Can't beat that. The County Grab Band is going to be leading worship. It's going to be wonderful.
Yep.
Lots of things take place here at America's Keswick throughout the year, and I want to encourage you to join us for a wonderful season.
Mm-hmm.
Check out all of those events by visiting our website, www.americaskeswick.org. I want to encourage you to have a great weekend. We look forward to seeing you at 1:30 on Monday, Worship Live. Have a great weekend, and God bless.